ISC is presented to you by Dark Hawk Nutrition. Dark Hawk Nutrition is the next evolution in sports supplements. Their pre-workout, protein, creatine, and other products are produced in FDA-approved facilities, third-party tested for quality, and are guaranteed clean. Use code IMPACT for 15% off of your entire selection at darkhawknutrition.com. That is code IMPACT for 15% off of your entire order at darkhawknutrition.com. What up, what up, what up? Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the ISC Bengals Show. My name is Chris Asbrock, and I'm your host. Today, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, all that great stuff. That is the reason why we have not had really anything out last couple weeks, simply because the holiday season, a lot of stuff going on. I haven't been able to really, you know, get anything out since the Jacksonville game. But here we are. Wow. What a fun couple of weeks, which quickly came crashing down yesterday. If you're listening to this, this is currently being recorded here. It is Christmas Eve right now. And we had a fun couple weeks coming off of the Steelers loss, the 16-10 loss in week 12. You know, it was a tough one because, you know, it was the game that the Bengals should have won. Pittsburgh is not a very good team. And the game plan the Bengals had was not pretty. They lose 16-10 against Pittsburgh that week. Rebound with a nice 34-31 Monday Night Football victory against Jacksonville. And, you know, going out of that, we were thinking, okay, you know, in the last, I want to say it was the episode, you know, covering the Steelers game, that, you know, it was one of those situations to where we were thinking that the, you know, the Bengals would, you know, there was a couple things were going to happen, and it was going to be either they were going to lose a bunch of games because of the way we saw the play from Jake Browning did not look good. Granted, that was his first NFL start. You know, he was kind of set up to fail in that game. So based off of that, it was one of those things to where we didn't think they were going to win too many games. I mean, they could have easily, the last six games of the year, they could have gone 4-2. Or they were going to, you know, lose every game, it seemed like. Then you go into, like I said, you go into the Jacksonville game and look what happens. They come out and they look really good. It was a great game plan. And you know, they come out of it 34-31 victor. Yeah. 34-31 victors in that game. So you're thinking, okay, well maybe, you know, let's see how they go. You know, they knocked off a division leader at that time, a team that was in the playoffs, and had they won that game, they would have been first overall in the conference. That's how good Jacksonville was at that point in time. And what happened? Bengals go out there and knock them off on Monday Night Football in a game where Jake Browning looked fantastic. You can listen to that episode, which is the last ISC Bengals show we had. Coming up against the Indianapolis Colts, another playoff team at that point in time. Coming into it, Jake Browning, 18 for 24, 275 yards. He did have two interceptions or two touchdowns and one interception. Joe Mixon carried the ball 21 times for 79 yards with a touchdown. Chase Brown capped it off with a 54-yard screenplay reception touchdown, which was awesome. It was a four-play drive that went 92 yards, 2 minutes and 11 seconds. Just like that in the first quarter, was 7-0. And this was a game that wasn't even close. The Bengals dominated the Indianapolis Colts 34-14. Didn't give up a point in three of the four quarters. And seven of those were a pick six, where they ended up getting a two-point conversion. The Bengals defense only gave up 6 points in that game. 6 points, that's all they gave up. Bengals dominated that game. You come away with it 7-6, and you're thinking pretty good. And then you're facing a Vikings team that literally had just come off of a game where they won 3-0. And what happens? Bengals get punched in the mouth right from the get-go. And it was, you know, they get the ball first, and they drive down, and they go 11 plays, 59 yards, and end up having to settle for a field goal after trying to get too cute on some plays again. Stuff that simply can't happen. They're up 3-0. They go down 7-3. They go down 14-3. They go down 17-3. Then they rebound nicely to a team that had not given up a touchdown in, I can't remember how many quarters it was. It was like 10 quarters or something like that. I don't have it in front of me here on this. But a defense that had yet to give up a touchdown in multiple straight quarters, the Bengals hang 21 points on them in the fourth quarter. To tie the game and take it to overtime. And they win in overtime. In a game that we saw Ja'Marr Chase get hurt, DJ Reader got hurt. This team came out of that with a massive, massive victory to move to 8-6 on the season. They played great football right at the end of that game when it mattered most. Against a quarterback in Nick Mullins, who was their third string quarterback, maybe fourth string. Despite Mullins throwing for 303 yards, he had two touchdowns, two interceptions. Now, the Bengals, let's be real. They weren't very good in this game. They weren't. Let's be as real as we can. Jake Browning had to step up, and he did when it mattered most. Against the defense that could easily humble you. And they did for the first three quarters. They humbled this Bengals offense. Jake Browning refused to stay on the mat. He got up and fought hard. And look what happened. Led him to a victory against it. And what should have been, should not have been a close game. One, going into it, the Bengals should have dominated based off of what we'd seen previously. Game shouldn't have been close. The Bengals are simply a better team. But it was. In all reality, the Bengals shouldn't have won that game. They didn't deserve it. But they did. Now you go into yesterday against a Pittsburgh Steelers team who had come into it losing three straight games. You're on the road against Pittsburgh, again, a team that is not very good. The team is not very good. And they have fallen into eight victories. Now, I'm not going to say fallen into because they flat out dominated the Bengals yesterday, 34-11. Game wasn't even close. Was not even close. The Cincinnati Bengals are now on the outside looking in. Everything fell their way last week. Again, you're coming off of a 27-24 victory over the Minnesota Vikings. You had to have the Colts knock off the Steelers. They did. You had to have the Denver Broncos lose to the Detroit Lions. They did. Everything went your way. You vaulted all the way up to the sixth spot in the AFC wildcard. And what happened? You couldn't finish the job when it mattered most. Now, let's be real. This Bengals team this year has been bitten by the injury bug. You can't deny that. They've gotten lucky the last couple seasons. Very lucky to avoid the injury bug like they have. And what happened when they're healthy? They went to two straight AFC championships, winning one of those and going to the Super Bowl. And should have won the Super Bowl. There is a lot more in this that the offensive power that we have with this team, with Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Joe Mixon, when he's run healthy. Now you have a healthy Chase Brown, who now you see what he can do. This masks a lot from what we have seen from the defense. We had been so high on the Cincinnati Bengals defense and what we have seen so far. They have taken a massive step back this year. They can't stop the run. And they get out physical and they give up the big play. Never would have expected that. Yeah, physical part. Again, can't stop the run. They're getting punched in the mouth right from the get-go. Hence why this team right now is 0-5 in the division. 0-5. Last time the Bengals were winless in the division was during Bruce Coslet's era. Now, in a game where you win that game yesterday, again, coming off of a massive, massive, emotionally draining game against Minnesota. This is the performance you get? Come on. But like I said, on the flip side of that, what this team has, they have really masked a lot of deficiencies, what we've seen basically from this Bengals, the Bengals defense. The offense has really masked a lot. And it's blatantly obvious. That's the reality of the situation. The Cincinnati Bengals, if again, with Joe Burrow healthy, they win a lot of these games. I still think they beat the Ravens that game where he got hurt. They definitely beat the Steelers, and they beat the Steelers again yesterday with a healthy Joe Burrow. But they didn't. The Bengals got dominated and punched in the mouth and out physical by a team, again, that you are way better than. The Steelers are not a good football team, and yet they are 8-7, and they were desperate, and they flat out came to play, and there was nothing you could do about it. 34-11 was all you could come up with. Jake Browning, 28 of 42. He did throw for 335 yards, one touchdown, an 80-yard touchdown pass to T. Higgins, who T has been phenomenal. And the play he made against the Vikings last week was one of the greatest plays I've ever seen live. For him to catch that, high point it, out jump the defenders, catch, and then swing his arm around to put that ball over the pylon. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And with that happening, put the Bengals in a spot right there to move forward and win another game and make the playoffs. And outside of that, yesterday, you know, T had five receptions for 140 yards, but here's the thing. Bengals once again got flat out dominated in a division game. Out physicaled. And that Pittsburgh defense was an absolute nightmare for the Bengals to deal with. And they couldn't handle it. The Bengals brought in a bunch of guys who supposedly are guys, dudes that can move other guys in terms of the offense, you know, offensive line. They didn't move anybody. They got moved back. They were standing there like pylons as the Steelers' defensive pressure took it to them. In a game where the Bengals, with a victory there, they moved to 9-6. With two games left. They come up with that performance. They couldn't establish the run, thus forcing them to pass. But on defense, again, the defense was the problem, combined with Jake Browning. Jake Browning looked like a backup quarterback. And that's okay, because that's what he is. But again, the last couple weeks have been fun as hell. Knocking off Jacksonville on Monday night, knocking off the Colts in a dominating victory, knocking off the Vikings, three straight playoff teams, only to come crashing back to earth against a division foe. But again, it shows that this run that we have seen from Jake Browning has masked a lot of issues from this defense. And again, we knew losing Von Bell and Jesse Bates was going to be difficult. I don't think anybody realized it was going to be as bad as it is. Because let's be real, it ain't pretty. This has not been pretty. DJ Turner got victimized yesterday. Chidobe Awuzie got victimized yesterday. Jermaine Pratt got freaking depleted by Jaylen Warren on a block. Jaylen Warren is a small dude, and he absolutely depleted Jermaine Pratt. What does that say? That was the microcosm of this game yesterday. And the worst part is this team can still win with Jake Browning at quarterback. They can still make the playoffs. I don't think they do now. Had they come away with a victory yesterday, I think that, you know, it's a different story. But they, again, they didn't. It was ugly. So now what do you do? Well, now you have to go on the road and you have to face the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead. Who right now, the Kansas City Chiefs very well could be playing for the number one spot in the AFC. With a lot on the line, the Bengals failed to come away with a meaningful performance. And that is more of the problem than anything. Again, when it mattered most, they could not come away with a, you know, with a performance that was evident of a playoff team. And it's going to ultimately cost them. That is going to all, this game, this loss here is going to ultimately cost the Cincinnati Bengals and their quest for the playoffs. And it is what it is. Wish we could have had better, but we didn't. Again, there's a lot that goes into it. Unfortunately, they just couldn't capitalize. And again, it's going to cost them. It's going to be interesting to see how these next 2 weeks play out as they play now on New Year's Eve when they face the Kansas City Chiefs at 4:25, I think is the game time. And then followed up with the season finale, regular season finale, because they still could come away with, you know, 2 wins and make the playoffs. It's not over yet, not officially over yet. But again, their playoff hits took a their playoff chances took a serious hit with yesterday's loss. Because now that allowed Buffalo to jump you, that allowed Indy to jump you. Cleveland's still ahead of you. So that's what we're looking at right now. And again, that is the hard part. So I'm looking at the updated playoff standings right now. Which, let me get to it here. Let's see. And now you got the Baltimore Ravens here. They're 11-3. They've already clinched a spot. They play Monday night on the road at San Francisco in what should be an incredible Christmas night game. You got the Miami Dolphins at 10-4 take on the Dallas Cowboys tonight. Or this afternoon, I should say. Followed by Kansas City at 9-5. Jacksonville at 8-6. The Cleveland Browns at 9-5. Buffalo, like I said, with their victory last night in Los Angeles, jump up to 6th. Indianapolis jumps up to 7th at 8-6. The Houston Texans jump you at 8-6. The Pittsburgh Steelers jump you at 8-7. You're tied with Pittsburgh at 8-7. The Denver Broncos, they play I want to say they played today against the New England Patriots. Let me see. Let me make sure that that is a say that is that tonight. Yes, that is tonight on NFL Network at 8:15 from Denver. Denver's going to win that game. They're going to jump you. So going into tomorrow night, the Bengals are going to be sitting in 11th because Denver's going to, they're going to beat New England. So they're in some trouble. They are in some trouble. But again, you have a chance to finish it up starting next week against Kansas City. It's not over till you're mathematically eliminated. Until that happens, we have a chance, and the way we've played, we've got a chance. If you play like you did yesterday, you're not beating anybody. The good thing is you're going to come off of a loss like this with a major bad taste in your mouth. Going up against a Kansas City Chiefs team who's going to be on a shorter week. Here's your chance. Put up or shut up. You have a chance to make something happen. Because 10 wins will get you in the playoffs. I firmly believe in the AFC. Now they're going to need a lot of help. Because like I said, they're going to be sitting at 11th after, you know, after today. So here's your chance to make something happen. Let's see what you can do. So that's going to wrap it up here for this episode of ISC Bengals Show. Again, I am Chris Asbrock. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. You know, like I said, unfortunately with the holidays, it's been hard to get really anything, you know, recorded or anything like that. So that's how I was able to get something out here while, you know, before all the, you know, all the Christmas festivities really get going. So again, thank you guys so much. Make sure you follow us online at iscincy.com and on X at I am Chris Asbrock at iscincy. YouTube, still trying to get some stuff on YouTube and everything like that. Some of the highlights from the Bengals games and everything like that from being down there. But other than that, stay tuned as myself and Scott Kaiser will be coming up with, we,